Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. How are you this morning? We're good in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How are you this morning? Hallelujah. I pray that you're well. I pray that all is well with you. God is good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a good day. It's a mighty, mighty, mighty good day. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. But this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Because this is the day that the Lord God has made. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory be to the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm just thinking of the song, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it." Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And oh my God, we give honor to God this morning, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. We thank the Lord for a good night's rest. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Glory be to his name for allowing us to get up this morning and get started on our way doing the things of the Lord. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. Glory be to his name. And we thank the Lord for how he cared for us. Yes. And how he makes the crooked way straight. We thank our Father for allowing us to be in his presence. This is nothing to take lightly, not to just be cavalier about it, you know. It's a mighty, mighty serious mighty, mighty serious to know and to recognize that God has allowed you to be in his presence. Glory to God. Please excuse me. I don't have a clue as to what is wrong with my voice, but hold on. I'm not going to allow that to deter what we have to do this morning. Glory, I have an appointment. It's not, I just don't feel like going to it. It's one of those days I wish I could just curl up and stay in the bed and just sleep. Glory to God. God is good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's always something to do. I don't know. Something happened last night and it's kind of bothering me. I need to see about it. It's just something I saw. And I didn't give attention to it. That's what it is. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, we're just so delighted to be here with you this morning. And with our Father. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Father. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, and your joy. We thank you, Father, for how you forgive us our sins that we committed against you through word, thought, and deed. We ask that you, oh God, let us not ask and then forget about what we've asked and continue on. Seal it, because it's truly a blessing that you have allowed us to be able to ask for forgiveness and receive it. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for cleansing us from unrighteousness. We thank you for that you have set us free. We thank you for the knowledge of it, setting us free from sin. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can walk in the freedom that you have given us. We thank you, Lord God, knowing that we can't do it without you. So we ask that you allow us to walk and make us aware of the gifts that you have given us. The gift of freedom. The gift of eternal life. Where we're weak, you're strong. And we thank you for being our leaning post. We thank you for being our strength, Father. We glorify you. Oh God, we thank you for holding our hands while we learn to walk in our freedom. Almighty God, hallelujah. And once we know how to walk, we thank you for holding our hand and being with us, that we will continue in our freedom walk. Hallelujah. Thank you for being with us, Father. Thank you, but we know that we can do nothing without you. We know that you are our protector, you are our God, and you are our shield. You are our help, and we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his mighty name. Father, you are the sovereign God, the absolute power and the absolute authority. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your peace. We thank you for your love, your joy. We thank you for your faithfulness towards us. We thank you that you are the God that's more than enough. You are the breasty one. Hallelujah. You're the Lord, our healer. Yes, you are. You are our healer, and we thank you for healing us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for allowing us, Almighty God, how you allowed us to sleep and slumber. Thank you for allowing the body to heal itself as we slept, Almighty God. Thank you for remembering our loved ones, Almighty God, oh, far and near, our friends. We even lift up our foes before you, God. Hallelujah. We wish them no harm, hurt, or danger. Yet we thank you for guarding us against their evil thoughts and their evil desires towards us. But we have no ill against them, Lord God. We forgive them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And we lift them up, praying that they will come to an understanding. Almighty God, hallelujah, 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 that your way is the better way. And that love, oh God, that love, hallelujah, let love abide. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that they will allow love to abide in them. Almighty God, hallelujah, that they will allow love to abide. Hallelujah. Remove the hatred from them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Kill the root of it, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 That the root and that's trying to consume them will dry up. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Remember all those that are mourning, Almighty God. Oh, strengthen them, Almighty God. Remember the Cottle family. Thank you for healing Elder Cottle. Remember Mother Dunlap, Reverend Melson. We ask, Bishop Lee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory be to your name. Bless your most holy name. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glorious God. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Father, we ask that you give us insight. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you for giving us insight, Almighty God. Thank you for giving us understanding. Yes, Lord. Thank you for giving us your peace. Thank you for your love flowing through us and in us and over us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for allowing us to be aware of your love and aware of your presence, Almighty God. Remember our brothers and sisters who are hurting, Almighty God. You can help them, Almighty God. Those that are homeless, Almighty God, help them. Those that are being abused in their home, oh, be a rescue and a help for them, Almighty God. Oh, God, you see, the innocent that they're making through all manners of things. Oh, God, give them a way of escape forever, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Change their life, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And those that would cause them harm, Almighty God, just spin it out of them. Almighty God, just spin it out of them. Almighty God. Dear God, hallelujah. For your eyes go to and fro the earth. You see and you know all things. Nothing is hidden from you, God. You hear the cries of your people. Oh, God, send help from the sanctuary. Yes, Lord, you know the things that are being done in secret. You know, God, nothing is hidden from you, Almighty God, not your presence. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, touch the hearts of mankind. Almighty God, save God. Save, 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 save God. Yes, Lord, draw, draw, God. Draw, draw, oh, all to you, God. Draw, God. Oh, Lord. Sure. Hallelujah. Even what appears to be impossible. Oh, God, draw them. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Those that think that we got it, Almighty God, draw, draw. Oh, let your love flow that we want to walk. Hallelujah. In righteousness. Want to please you, God. And it's not an issue. It's not worrisome. Almighty God, it's a joy and a pleasure. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your name. Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you. Praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, God. Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, look at God. Hallelujah. Look at God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Lord, hallelujah, 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 bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Almighty God, pray that these United States, the leaders, this property and this territory, that you're guarding. God, the leaders. Oh, God, let us see what they're trying us not to see. For you see, and you know. Hallelujah. It's your time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Hey. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. 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 How excellent is the name of the Most High God. Ah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have Bishop's Bible. My Lord, compared to my Bible, it's so nice and neat. And I know better. And when you know better, you're supposed to do better. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I was just thought, came to me. As I was going through Bishop's Bible, so much information and knowledge is in the book, but we just read the different books. But they have a doctorial of footnotes. They have how to study and how to use the Bible. What? Do you know people go to school to learn all of this? How to pronounce words properly in the Bible. You know, how to study the Bible. Oh, my goodness. It's so... And what we know is that verses and chapters, they weren't originally in the Bible. It wasn't written like that. Hallelujah. And when we go in and all the maps in the Bible and taking you, the dictionary has a lot to be desired. But it can tell you where things are. You're in the index. You come away from the Bible with a vast knowledge. And the commentaries are good. It can give someone else's point of view. But some of them have done some real study on certain things, and you can at least look at it, see what they're saying. They can give you information on it. It's oh yeah, it's really ready for you. And you walk away empowered greatly. Uh-huh. And sometimes with the commentaries, they have historical facts. And that can bring talk about different meanings of words and the pronunciation and how and why this came about. That's really good. It can be an awakening. So take some time and read the Bible. Uh-huh. And sometimes some of us need to reread the Bible. Yes, just take some time. You can get caught up in philosophy and all of that. You don't want to do that. This is my thinking. You don't want to do that. You want to, I just heard, walk. Just go to the Bible and discover the Bible. Mm-hmm. Then you'll realize that there are many different translations of the Bible, and we have to understand what that is. You know, and we get so caught up, and this person wrote a Bible, and that person wrote a Bible, and sometimes, and I know some people say, just give me King James. Well, it is said that King James is the most accurate translation. The University, I think, of Texas have said, and the things that are not perhaps translated 100%, it really doesn't affect It doesn't affect your salvation. It doesn't affect the character and integrity of the Bible. Okay? It is not easy to do word for word translation. So what the translator does is make a personal decision. What is the closest meaning to them this word is? And that's where you get it. So we should pray before we pick it up and allow the Holy Ghost to give us understanding and clarity. The Holy Ghost can do it. But we really need to take our Bible seriously. When we go to a doctor or a dentist or any medical person or attorney, we look for degrees on the wall. We want to know who taught them. Where did you get your license? Who said that you were worthy to be a doctor or a lawyer? You know, we look for credibility. So now, I'm speaking not only to the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the evangelists, I'm talking to all the saints who are children of God. Because at any time, God can use any of us to give someone a word. And we really need to know the word so we can be accurate when we speak. Because if that individual realized that what we told them was not true, we can turn them away from God. I said to a young man, he was telling me some of the things that happened to his church. Excuse me, and the church is no longer, and the condition of the pastor, and I said I was going to make a note to pray for the pastor and the pastor's wife. They're really going through some serious, serious times. Some brokenness. But nevertheless, and the saints. But I said to him, I said, do you have any siblings? He said, yes. And then I said, one of them started acting. Oh, just going off the chart, just acting all kind of ways, going against, in other words, the rules of the house, you know. I said, would that turn you against your parents? He looked at me, no. I said, why would you allow what? A pastor or somebody in the church to turn you against God? What God had to do with that? With you, that and your relationship with God. And he looked at me. God, that's between them and God. If somebody, you're in a church and they're doing wrong and you can't, then you need to find another group of brothers and sisters. But why you want to turn against God? Are they all just hypocrites? Who? Because they are acting up. Because God is going to have to deal with them. That's between them and God. What you got to do with it? Well, they taught us this. Yes, some people can teach good doctrine. And they fall flat on their face. Now God is dealing with them. And we pray for them. That they can get up and start all over again. They may be limping. And I mean, when we have to have a personal relationship with God and not with individuals. Your brothers and sisters acting up. And you know what, where we say acting a fool? And that's going to turn you against your mama? Because your brothers and sisters are acting a fool? Because your brothers and sisters acting up? They're not going to go, what happened to them? That's going to make you turn and want to go and see your mama? Your mama's heart is broken. Because of them, you're going to stand by your mama. Mama, I don't know why you're worrying about them. You need to let them go. Mama, just go and pray for them. You know what we say. Mama, you have to let that go. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about them, Mama. You know what we do. But we'll turn against God. And I understand that things can happen that can blow your socks. Oh, yes. But that when we think about it, that's what the enemy is trying to do. Scatter. We are to pray mightily for our pastors, those in leadership. We are to pray mightily for them because the struggle can be just that great. You don't know what they're going through and the struggle. One thing that came out in our Bible study, and we have to think about it, is that we have freedom. God sent his son for him to die a horrible and a horrific death. To have a virgin who never knew a man to bring forth a child, a virgin, without her mama be with her child, without her mama holding her hand, Joseph was there, this child. But God gave her strength beyond strength, because we know there's some grown women who've had many children that would not have set well with them. They would have gone through some changes. But God, and he allowed his son to die. He chose to die on the same place that he tested Abraham. I'm sorry. Abraham with his son Isaac. Mm-hmm. That's right. Where he would have his son be sacrificed for our freedom from sin. Just saying. Oh, am I saying, oh, I'm perfect? No. I'm saying that we all can be free from it because he sent his son. And we can do nothing of our own. We have to remember that. And we draw nigh to him, and he's close to us in his presence. It's where we want to be. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Without a doubt. And when we think about these things, we glory in them. And now we ask God to allow us to walk in that freedom that he has given us, that he has made possible for us to do. We don't relish sin. No, we don't say, this is how I am, my Lord. We humble and say, God, forgive me. I'm not walking in my freedom. I'm free. I'm free. You know the song, No Longer Bound? No chains holding me, no sin. No sin. We hear songs and we don't think about them. But somebody got a revelation and started singing a song. All right. I kept you all around the barn. Uncle John's barn. Hallelujah. But I hope you got it. It's toxic. I'm not saying stay there. I'm saying don't turn away from God because of what people are doing. And if you think you have a suspicion, pray. That's what you do. Pray. Pray. That's right. Pray. That's right. Just pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just pray. Just pray. God is good. God is good. God is good. Well, what came out? Take the whole Bible. It's, well, I don't have time. How long? You sit there watching television 2 or 3 hours. We can do 1 hour. Yes, we can. That's right. We can do 1 hour. We may not be able to remember everything, but we'll know where it is, the importance of it, the keys. And if we ask God to allow us to hold on to what we're reading, hold on to what we're studying, give us clarity and understanding, bring the picture to us, I think we'll be okay. I had challenged that we read Daniel in your spare time, and when you got to a thought or I call it a spiritual highlight, write it down and see what God is saying to you. Yes, hallelujah. Remember to pray. And just when you need your time, read Daniel. And then you can go back and study Daniel and see what the Lord is saying. God bless you and your effort. Hallelujah. We ask God to grant those who are traveling mercy and protection. Yes, Lord. Not from only accidents, but the environment. Yes, hallelujah, the environment. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And God saw the light that it was good. Thank you, Lord. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament and the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Hallelujah. 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 And the evening and the morning were the second day. Hallelujah. verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, thank you, Lord. The reading of the scriptures are so precious. Oh my God. Oh my God. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. The second chapter of the same book, Genesis. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. God is so good. Oh, yes, he is. He's awesome. My Lord and my God, he is an awesome God. Yes, there's none like our God. Hey. Glory, glory, glory. There's none like him. Nope. None can compare. None can compare with him. Zero. No, no, can't do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, oh, my Lord. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Let us do that. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 and 7. I just, verse 5 of 43. Fear not, for I am with thee. Thank you, Lord. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Verse 7, even everyone, oh my God, that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. Now we're reading 43:8-13. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know, excuse me, and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there's no Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to his name. Verse 12, I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no stranger among you. Wherefore, ye are my servant, my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus, 14, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I am God. Before the day was born, woo, glory, I am God. It's going to just sink on down and I was sanctified. So we're going to get that. And, ooh, my Lord, the revelation of that, the clarity and the I am God. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. I am God, the maker and your maker, the maker and creator of the heavens and the earth. People say, why you just keep reading and reading every day, there they go. But when you get it down in your sanctified soul, what it means down in the deepest recession of your soul, your spirit, and it stand up in you. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Ooh, we won't read it casually and won't rush through it. Hey, God. Oh, God. Woo. My Father, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, God. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Don't count God out. Hey! Don't count God out. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Hold on, my brothers and my sisters. My sisters and my brothers, hold on. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm just, woof. Glory, glory, glory. Now let's do let's read Second Chronicles. So, well, why she wanna read Second Chronicles? Well, it says something. It says something in Second Chronicles that we should be aware of when we begin to pray for the nation. We clear that God, no matter what it looked like, God is in control. God is in control. And we have to just know, no matter how we see people doing all manners of things, saying things, and some things they're saying, oh my God, you know that they still have over 400 years of hatred. Oh, the hatred. Why? People that's made in the image and the likeness of God still got that hatred in it. Just went down from generation to generation. Hallelujah. We ask God to forgive them. Hallelujah. And they're doing the same things. We are the United States of America. What part of United? What part of United we don't understand? We are the United. These are different states that can be countries that come together as one, united. And it says that we're one nation united unto God. And we can say some horrible stuff. We can say some, and we have been known as do some horrible things. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But you know, when you read Second Chronicles and have an understanding that God touched this one's heart who never knew him. God allowed him to rebuild his temple, and he spoke of it way before he knew God. And God is involved in the life of mankind. He gets man to do whatever he ordained him to do, whether he know him or not. And it's a sad situation. And it's a sad revelation to understand that there are people who don't know God. And it's a sad situation for those who say they know God and act the way that we act, have the hatred that we have, Almighty God. And I know we should pray for those, for the scientists and the pharmaceutical companies. Pray that greed, we ask you, Father, now that you remove the spirit of greed, you remove the spirit of carelessness, remove the spirit of competition, and let all over the world, and let your knowledge of what needs to be done come forth without hesitation and without excessive cost. In Yeshua's mighty name, we thank you, Lord. We bless your most holy name. Second Chronicles 36. Now in the year of King Cyrus, king of Persia, the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Lord God of heaven given me, and he has charged me to build a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, stir up. Oh, and see, that's why we have to pray. That the powers are coming for us. The rulers are coming, but we have to pray. We have to lay it on the altar. We have to lay every situation on the altar. We have to pray for those leaders that we can have peace in the land. Situations is going to go. But you remember Egypt? You remember Egypt? And some things that the Lord told them, Moses, for the people, the Egyptians could have benefited from it too. I'm saying, woo, glory, hallelujah. Yes, indeed, they could have benefited too from it. Hallelujah, they just had to obey. Hey, that's all they had to do was obey. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, this is a response to Solomon's prayer. When they made great sacrifices after the temple was complete. And Solomon prayed. And God answers. And God says this, if I shut up heaven, verse 13, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. In the name of Yeshua, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank him. Hallelujah. For his mercy, his grace, his love, his protection, his peace, and his joy. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, nothing is missing. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in joy. Go in the power of the Holy Ghost. The power and the love of God. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.